G'day, I'm Mina, and I'm all man. I have to say that because with a name like Mina, I often get mistaken for a female. I tried once after many character building years at school to change my name, hoping to make it a bit more masculine, you know, to kind of indicate right off the bat that, hey, I'm a guy. So I added the word Mr. to my name, thinking it sounded pretty tough. Mr. Mina, you know? And that worked for many years, but then I found it didn't really work in the adult world because as an introduction or in a job interview, I don't know, something about the word Mr. Mina rarely gets you a callback. Is it just me or is tailgating in Adelaide really out of control? And I don't just mean on the roads. I was waiting in line yesterday to buy lunch and the guy behind me was so close I could feel his breath on my neck. It was warm and it smelt like he hadn't even had breakfast yet. And I'm like, mate, this is human tailgating. Now don't get me wrong, I love burgers too. But they're not just making one back there. They're making plenty of burgers for everyone. You're not going to get it any faster by spooning me in the lunch queue. Adelaide, please step back. Coldplay with Paradise on Mix 102.3. Hey, it's Mina here sitting next to you on your drive home. I love this next artist. He's a young soul singer that's been compared with Stevie Wonder. But check out his videos online. You will not believe what this guy looks like. Here's Alan Stone on Mix 102.3. I used to love watching movie trailers online, but now they're making them in HD and my antique computer just can't cope. It sounds like a diesel. So I'm lucky that Harvey Norman is doing massive savings on desktop computers this weekend, up to 30% off actually. They're taking 40% off notebooks and 50% off monitors, which would be perfect for my movie trailer watching. All the big brands are on sale, and if you buy a notebook or desktop over $499, Microsoft Office Home or Student is yours, get this, for just a buck. Some conditions apply, see in store for details. Hurry, must end this weekend, and you must watch out for me, in case I get there first. Mix 102.3, it's Mina here. I really enjoy listening to people doing covers of their favourite music, and some aren't so good. But there's a Canadian group whose cover song is so popular, it not only shot past the original on the charts, people think they wrote it. I'll tell you which Aussie artist is getting ripped off in Canada in the next 10 minutes on Mix. Am I the only one who's hooked on buying apps? I just can't help it. There's practically an app for everything, and even the ones I don't need, I still buy. So I wasn't that surprised when I heard this week that Facebook bought an app, but I was a little shocked when I heard they spent $1 billion. Did you hear about this? Facebook bought out Instagram, that's the app that lets you put effects on your photos and share them with your friends, for $1 billion. They could have bought the New York Times. So I want to hear from you. What's the most expensive app you've bought and what's the most useless app in your collection? Call me now or get on Facebook and tell me.